Welcome to the Northside Christian Church Podcast, Advent Edition. Each day of Advent, we will be sharing a short devotion written by a member of our Northside Christian Church family. These devotions will be focused on themes of hope, joy, love, peace, and light. Over the next several weeks, you will be guided to recall what God has already done for you in Jesus Christ, as well as look forward to what He will continue to do in you and through you.
We continue the week of love with today's devotion for Tuesday, December 14th. Our scripture reading comes from John chapter 14, verses 1 through 26. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live. You also will live. In that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Today's devotion was written by Terry Riley. In Honduras, Central America, where my family and I have lived and worked since Jim and I finished college, I have learned so many things about the Honduran people. One of those is that the Hondurans understand worship. Since 2011, I have had the wonderful privilege of organizing a women's conference for the Christian churches across the country of Honduras. My all-time favorite part of the conferences is praise and worship time. As I have played the piano or drum, I have witnessed what Jesus gets to see and hear when his Honduran daughters praise him. Tall, widowed Juanita, who suffered so at the abusive hand of her husband for so many years, with tears running down her smiling face, worships her rescuer. At the back of the auditorium, Mary, with her long, beautiful, curly hair, who this year received the opportunity to finally stop the bleeding, bows before her healer. Rosa, brokenhearted over the infidelity, raises her voice to the one she completely trusts. These women have taught me over the years how to worship my Savior in both spirit and in truth. As we draw closer to Jesus during this Advent season, let us remember what he taught us in John 14. He clearly stated that he and the Father are one. He is the one that the prophets foretold, the long-awaited Messiah, the anointed one, the sacrificial lamb that was to take away the sins of the world. He is the one who purchased our ticket to heaven, where he has been preparing a place for us. He purchased our tickets with his very blood. Jesus also stated that he is truth. In these days, we could really use more truth, wouldn't you agree? In verse 17 of John 14, we see this promise completed in us. We too have been given the Spirit of truth in the form of the Holy Spirit given to us at our baptism. In verse 26, we read how His Spirit teaches and reminds us of what Jesus taught. All that said, as the Christmas season is in full swing, let's remember that Jesus is the Messiah. He is the one with the Father. He lives in us. That is the cause to celebrate. Take some time out of these busy days to worship your Savior in truth and in spirit. Why not worship Him right now, remembering who He has been to you, just like the women in Honduras do? Today, as you pray and reflect, offer a prayer of praise to Jesus. Consider all the qualities of Christ that stand out to you during the Christmas season. You may want to use the alphabet to think of a quality of Jesus for every letter. Set an alarm to go off at 1:46 p.m., which stands for John 14:6, to remind you to take time to praise Jesus again.
Thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Northside Christian Church podcast. Join us tomorrow for another Advent devotion.